Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, this is another edition of the Blog Talk Radio Network and Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred. And we are on another edition today. Okay, well, as usual, my background is I'm African, and I am offspring of the ancestors who were victims of the transatlantic slave trade and all the evil that put into function and to change civilized world into being uncivilized one. I am a product of all of that. And it's the reason why I am sitting down where I am at right now, with the kind of things on my mind. If anybody out there who are of my experience, welcome aboard. You're listening. And it is my essence to speak the truth about my existence and those who are in the class of people like me. I have no intention of misrepresenting anything that I find out about life since I come to the consciousness I have right now of things around me. And it is on the basis that, in likewise, that I want to know the truth. I want to be the person with everything that makes up purpose that I serve as a hybrid human being. All right? And that's the reality of what I talk about, the way I feel about myself. And what I bear in my interest, I bear it in your interest as well. All right. So I born and raised as Christian. My parents, a Christian father and mother, and of course, now what I found out today is that it's a bad experience. But I grew up and I have been affected by certain information of history, certified history. Not talking about Bible stories. Bible stories is what destroy my life and destroy millions of people's lives. Because whenever our minds are changed from the civilized course of human development, once that has happened, life is basically ruined unless something happened to create that inner a spring of knowledge that otherwise hidden from you. Right, but now there is realization to stir up things that you wouldn't otherwise know. All right. We are in a very confused world, and there is only certain type of historic information that could bring us into the know of existence important to us. Something bad has happened into the world that just about remove the possibility almost from us ever finding out what we are to know. You know, it is mandatory that we know all the things before Christ. That calendaral information, we supposed to know it. Not AD and Adamani calendar, not moon calendar. The sun, the solar calendar, we are supposed to know about the information of the first calendar and not what we are in today. Because when I begin to find out that the world is not what the Bible talks about, it has done a lot of things to me, a lot to my thinking. And as I walk about every day and think about our existence and where we are today, You know, it is a burden to me. It is a burden. What is not a burden is the fact that I realize that is not a burden, because the best thing that is going to happen is now that I know what happened. You see what I mean? But the heartache and the pain and the kind of thought and feeling that, you know, came into my system, my mind and my emotion, it is because of what gone wrong in the world. And it's as though nobody, you know, there is an inducement by the people who write the Bible. The Bible is technically inducing sodomite way of thinking into civilized people. And I just hope and pray that the time will come when I see the changes that needs to be made. And so far, 200,000 years. What? Yeah. Yes, it's like 2,600 years. Things have, well, it's not 2,600 years. That only pertain to certain time along the way in our development. 100,000 years, things happen. That is called the fall of mankind. All right. As I am talking right now, let me do this little research about the fall of man. Let's see what it's going to tell me. All right. Now, this is supposed to be the official answer for what we know church speaks of about the fall of mankind, Adam and Eve, okay? It's supposed to be the truth of something that happened, but there is no historical record for this, what the Bible talks about, right? So I want to read the foolishness, the uncivilized foolishness, why the world is the way it is. There is none of this fall of human being that actually happened, what they're telling us in the Bible. Now, you think about that, that you live in a civilized world where you're supposed to know the truth. And these sodomite people who write the Bible are saying they have the truth. And how can they have the truth? How can white people, European people, have the truth of what happened in the world? And they have people from the civilized class of believing what they say. What happened? What caused us to believe it? So let me tell you what they wrote here in Google, right? And if you know Google is controlled by the white people then. We say they are in AD and Adamani power, right? That world don't exist at all. AD and Adamani, and you have Christmas and Easter and stuff like that. That world don't exist. You think anybody listens to what I'm saying? A few people. But to show you how simple it is to access the right information. But you're going to come here and you put your Google this, and they're going to tell you this and see what you would do if you Because let's say you've been believing the Bible all along, and that's so it is today, status quo. That's what you is in your mind. But now I come and I'm telling you, it's a lie. What they talked about Adam and Eve in the Bible is a lie, and you don't have any academic consultant or teacher reviewers to certify that what you I'm going to read to you now about fall of man, and what when you read it in the Bible, it does not exist as true. It does not, right? The fall of man, the fall of Adam, or simply the fall term used in Christianity. Now, think about what, hey, I'm serious. I want you to think about what I am saying, okay? You read the Bible, right? I say it is the word of God. Right? And how are you going to know it's not true? That is one of the hardest things for people to discover, that this thing about Adam and Eve fall. If anything happened in what they are saying here, if anything happened relevantly, it's not the exact thing that happened that they are talking about here. Okay? Because there are many things in the Bible that has a touch of something that happened, but they make it up. Let's say like Genesis 19, I'm talking about Sodomites and Lot. Right? You know about that. And if you read it real good, you probably think like I do and think that it is not a straight story. There is some part of the story that I would not object to it happening, right? But then, you know, when somebody embellish something, twist it in any kind of way, you know, it's not the same thing anymore. It has some little relevance, but it's not the same thing anymore. And that's what's important. Whether or not it remains important, what you are now learning, is it the truth or no, is just half of the truth or a quarter of the truth or something like that. Right? So anytime you change any element of a fact, what you take away out of the fact can go develop to be anything. Anything that you will never recover the truth over that stuff. Where you make up out of what you take away. You cannot bring it back to being the exact thing. And this is the problem with the Bible. It is talking about, it is misrepresenting the life of a man called Adam. And I am telling you that the people here, there are sodomites that are doing these stuff. Talking about the fall of man. Sodomites don't have any jurisdiction to try and make up a story of history. Right? Because now they have it written in a Bible. Why do they even start the story in what is called Genesis creation story, the beginning of the Bible, and say it's the word of God, when it's not true? It's not true. And all of the All. No. You know, no. This is very, very depressing. It is very depressing because now, you know, I'm on the computer and I'm doing the research on, you know, the fall of mankind, right? Because I grew up in a church with the Bible telling that story. Oh, the human being fall from grace. No, I'm about to, like, tell you that this is not true. What we learn in the Bible is not true about the fall of Adam and Eve. Okay? And it would be so nice if people, the civilized people, because I wouldn't waste my time on uncivilized people. They are a waste of our time. They are a destructive thing. And it doesn't, you know, make any sense for me to put any value on these white people. Right? Because they are uncivilized. And if you understand where they come from, they don't want you to know beyond what you see here today. They don't want you to know what they are. And why is it? Do they have a criminal hand in the fall of man and now decide that they're going to write something and let it be known throughout the world, the lie, and not the truth? They do. And I'm telling you, in according to history, they are the cause of the fall of mankind. But they're going to talk about a talking serpent. That's what you read in the Bible. All right. Let me read what they say now. That, let's say I, as a person who only know what the Bible said, I come here and this is what it tells me. Look at what I am supposed to believe. The fall of man, just a second. So today, if you're a Christian and you come on Google and said, just type in the fall of humans, right? Or the fall of man. It would bring you to something like this as a response. The fall of man. The fall of Adam. Or simply the fall. Is a term used in Christianity. What is Christianity? Filth, dung of the white people, right? So it is saying it is a term, the fall of man is a term used in Christianity. When did Christianity come about? You see what I mean? Things like that. All right. It is a term used in Christianity to describe the transition. Listen. To describe the transition of the first man and woman from a state of innocence. Of innocent. Obedience to God to a state of guilty disobedience. The doctrine of the fall comes from a biblical interpretation of Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3. What is the fall according to the Bible? What is the fall of Adam called called this, he said what? Why is the fall of Adam called the fall? You see, these are important questions we should pay attention to, because when you're going to find out that the Bible is lying to the world of people from ever since they published the Bible. And when you hear somebody now making this claim that your life is being wasted when you believe what the Bible says about the creation of mankind. And you will be shocked to know how far the writers of the Bible have gone. Avoid telling you a truth that they know, and instead write lies about it, because they have something to do with it. And I give you a clue. Look at them if you see any picture of what, like what I'm looking at here now. And they have a real snake too, representing the serpent. This is what is in the picture. There is a tree, right? That to be like the fruit tree, and then there is two hands that look like male's palm, you know, and a little like a few 3 inches of the joint attached to the palm of your hand, right? One of the male's hand is holding a harper that is, you know, very, you know, reddish in color. It seemed like somebody took a bite into the harper, right? And there's another hand from the opposite side, like trying to take the apple, like that hand with the apple stretching out as though it is giving, it is giving the apple to someone else. So the other opposite hand is stretched out to take the apple. And then you have some 3 pictures behind it. And the 3 pictures represent Eve, and Eve is at the head leading, and a figure behind looks like a man. And the third, and they are, you know, making wide steps, you know, gating out from a premises. So it seems like they are being chased out the garden, right? And there is someone behind them. One hand, the left hand, hangs up and stretched forward in the front, like telling them, get out. And then the right hand over on the right hand of this person, individual, this person dressed like somebody with authority, like telling these 2 people to get out. All right? So this right hand is kind of held low with the palm, you know, the palm kind of turned down, and, you know, all from the posture of someone giving order to leave, you know. And what I'm trying to tell you, it is startling, and it's going to be difficult to accept that this is true. and listening to me say it, you can feel all kind of pain. Because you may think that this guy, you know, like all kind of different type of emotions and thoughts that you may feel when you hear me saying this to you, and like it's the first time you hear it, and I'm telling you I was in the church and believed this whole thing all along until reading certified history, okay, which you cannot compare the Bible to history, because you would think that what the Bible tells you about having faith and belief in God and thing, you think that's a real thing and a God is there honoring your belief. And it is not true. Ain't no God honoring your belief. And for sure, if you read real well, you'll find out that belief doesn't put your emotion anywhere, like connect you to nothing. Belief don't connect you. Like they say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That is impossible to connect you to what you think the Bible is saying. You see? It is knowledge that is distributed in history about everything. Knowledge, not belief. You see what I mean? So it shows the etymology, meaning of belief is to put your trust into something, you know, to agree with something. Something, not nothing. All right, so when we are doing certain kind of a belief from different angle, somebody could tell you something and they didn't show you the object of what they are talking about, but you will understand. All right, and then they can get you to accept believing in the thing until later on procrastinate when you will be promised to see the real thing. Now, let's hope that you don't have to pay no money to somebody to make you that promise, because oftentimes people made promise and don't keep them. And what happened when you are going at a loss? You're going at a loss. What happened to that? Okay, I'm so sorry. We're getting some rain. I'm trying to like make sure we don't get wet up through the open windows. All right. Is there any way I can close the gap that may be hindering someone from fully understand what I am saying? Because clearly, I wish you understood, or I wish you will understand at the first hearing of what I said, that you understand, and enough for you to go and make a search of what I say. Genesis creation story. This is where we have the fall, okay? After God created mankind on the sixth day, right? That's what you have in the Bible. What I want to tell you, if you begin to pay attention to this story, you're going to find out that this story is not true. And by then, you will find out, oh my God. Because you simply, some impression about Adam and Eve in the garden, you probably already think and feel in your emotion that it doesn't make, you know, it doesn't make you feel very serious and like resolve that it is likely true, right? You probably perceive a lot of a foolishness about this story. All right, but then once you are shaken by your own reasoning in the world, influence into the Bible and the story. It is the most stupid and ignorant and first uncivilized set of what you call humankind writing the Bible. If you know where the people who write the Bible come from, you would really, I mean, your mind is really going to take you somewhere. Because something like this should never happen. Okay? You can see that the white people are associated with the Bible. Think about like the Jehovah's Witnesses and all that. You can see it's not a pro-African institution, that, right? And to have Jehovah's Witnesses founded on the concept of a word called Jehovah. Jehovah is supposed to be one of the gods. And talking about the gods of Palestine. You see what I mean? There are a lot of things that are unsettled, but nonetheless, though, when all is said and done, you have millions and billions of people believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ could not fit in to the Bible narrative unless something come first. Christ cannot come first. There has to be a foundation. And when you refer to the Bible, Genesis creation story lays the foundation, right? So it's whether now, the problem is whether if you search and find the story to be plausible, legitimate, about Adam and Eve created in the garden. Will you find it legitimate? If you do a coherent search, do a coherent search. We getting some rain. Okay. Yes, we are getting some rain. Yeah, that's nice. It was a bit warm. Yeah. So, I am saying that the story about Adam and Eve is a lie. Big lie. I mean, one of the biggest lies. You see? And you never know that white people are such liars because they look like they don't really have any sense. I mean, a lot of them, except for those who are leaders of the gang of sodomite culture, right? Now, what they do with us, you know, they're going to have a turnaround because they don't believe, I mean, for a long time now, they don't think, they don't see reason why we would understand that white people are the talking serpent, right? So between the primates and the talking serpent. They have a lot in common because they are the ones that bring a snake into their story. And having to do with Adam and Eve in a garden. Do we have a good sense from the Bible of what the garden was all about? No, we don't have any real sense about that. Right? So, I think, like myself, some of us may have felt, you know, something don't feel so right about God put cherubim, more than one, to keep God of the garden, to keep Adam and Eve from coming back into the garden to eat of the tree of life. And later on, God is saying that the two people are cursed. They are cursed because they eat of a fruit, and God is keeping using the cherubim angel to see to it that Adam and Eve don't come back into the garden and eat of the tree of life and live forever. Think about that. So it was that up front, before the thing happened, the apple eating happened. Well, it was said that they should not eat of that fruit because they will die. Well, that's what God did say in the scripture. But after they disobey and eat the fruit, we see some things happen that should not happen. Like, no, their eye was open and they know right from wrong. They should have dropped book dead. But they didn't. You know, and even as I sit here and talking about this, some of these details, you know, I didn't really think about. But I think about some other, you know, weighty part of this story. And the detrimental expression that the Bible offers us, the severity of the reaction of the Spirit God, is his command was broken. It doesn't make no sense, because never should there be any accounting about Adam and Eve eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden. No, it shouldn't be any effing. There shouldn't be any effing. I mean the letter F. I don't mean anything else. RB. If F, R, B, but, right? B for but. It shouldn't be no F or but. It should be straight out right from them do that, them dead. Right? If there was another form of death, let's see. But these people would go on to live for a long time and have a lot of children and all that kind of stuff. Now, God said they were dead. And you're reading the Bible where it contradicts what the serpent says. Why they write a Bible where a serpent is coming in
and destroy what God said. Now, that let you know some quashy writing that Bible. Some uncivilized, quashy, and half humankind. They can't have a brain with a full deck. These white people. And you see how they dress? Do they dress like original people? No. Apart from the modernization white people have done over the past 100,000 years. Look at them now. When you see a picture of them posing for pictures and stuff like that, look at them. And look at how closely they feature themselves with animals. Look how close they do it. Especially with dogs. You see what I mean? So something went wrong and strange that we are looking at. And unless we feel free to use words and follow a story such as the Genesis creation story. What is wrong in the world? It is something that these white people did. And they didn't do it after they turned half human. What they did is what make them look the way they look right now. All right, look at white people right now. And look at them when in the world is your textbook. Right? Yeah, that's a very nice thing for me to like. Good thing for me to like really talk about, you know, because now I am beginning to see more things, you see. And you will see that there is no way that we should accept these things. We should never accept these things. Because you can see something is really wrong with the kind of picture graph that these folks display. You see? And for us to reach to the imagination that these are the people and suspect white people, it's hard to do that. It's too complex. You know, when you just begin to like wonder, you know, something is wrong with it. You know, you have a lot to proceed. I mean, proper approach in you know, to break yourself into accepting that something of the magnitude these white people have done to both look like they are civilized and talk like they are civilized, you know, and then they have a picture graph here with tree and a green looking serpent, you know, like one in the zoo, you know, and with a man hand with a fruit in there and a tree and three people, you know, headed out the gate, one chasing two, a male and a female. You see? And see, the picture that they put here are women, are white people, you know, to make up God who chasing the Adam and Eve out. the Adam and Eve is a white man and the woman is a white woman. And that's who they put. And at the rate that they have civilized or the world believe in what they have in the Bible, we will not get anything to like tell us, you know, they're using the right color or the right race and what you call it, the ethnic, not ethnic, wrong about that. What am I saying? I am saying the color of the people that they use here to represent Adam and Eve are white people, and the color of God is white. All three people in this picture are white, representing God, Adam and Eve. And I am saying, it was far from my mind, you know, to just see this picture and say, oh my God, God is white, Adam white, and Eve white. You see what I mean? So this is what is on Google, on the computer, on the internet, where they're depicting God chasing out Adam and Eve. And now reflect on what the Bible says. When he cursed these people, he began to go on the opposite of what, of the curse that he gave them, a warning that a curse that would come upon them if they disobey. You see? Because the serpent did tell Eve, said, look, God lying. He know that when you eat of this fruit, you're going to be wise as the gods. Not God, but the gods. So the people who are writing these stories, they flip-flopping. They muddying up and nasting up the very thing that they are purporting to be real. They're messing it all up. This is telling us more things about white people. But it's going to take us a while before we understand what went on in the world 100,000 years ago, what they're writing in the Bible about Adam and Eve and the curse of man. This is supposed to be the fall. This is not the fall in history. No. Who did this? How did they learn about Adam and Eve to begin with? The people who are writing this, where did they get picture from? They were the people who are writing the Bible. They are the people in the picture. You see? So if you think that you were created to go to some heaven after, you know, Satan turn you fool, and I say go here, the reality is not so. So I read it to you, right? And I really want you. I really want you to think about this, right? The Genesis story about Adam and Eve is a lie. Why didn't they follow the history and what history said? They have different idea. Once they learn to read, and how did they learn to read, is another problem. Why white people look like real hybrid people? And hybrid people come in the form of Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, Arabs, and other subgroup. You see, we are a multi group of ethnic people that are hybrid. White people have nothing to do with it, right? So they are just a shade of mankind coming into the evolution, right? They don't have no language. They can't talk, you see. And that is something that we need to understand. And you are not going to make yourself any better by believing and don't want to prove anything. Okay? So it's up to each individual. If you can get yourself interested in finding out the things that are written down, where every one of us can access the truth. All right? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program so far, Black Talk Radio and Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Tom Alzred. And I am taking the time to tell you these things because guess what? There are people out there who really have an interest in what I'm saying. I know that. It cannot be that people out there don't have an interest in what I'm saying. And it is, I'm not saying, like, you know, giving any credence to myself. I cannot be the only one who think like this. I talk to other people who think the way I do, right? So the amount of us who into believing on the surface of what this says, you are unfortunate. But, you know, it doesn't matter how tired or old I am. Well, I can say if I'm older and I didn't know and somebody come on telling me, you know, whether I could handle it. Because there are a lot of people, now it's not that they couldn't handle accessing the information. It is that they feel too complete believing the wrong thing. That now if, when you face certain people with the belief syndrome, is like, they can't feel comfortable to, they can't feel comfortable to give themselves to go and research something that they believe long time, and it is all connecting you with the dear Lord above. That's the problem. But what if you could tell that, oh, it's like fire is blazing. You know, you need to, like, take the extinguisher and, you know, out the fire. That's not the case. We don't get that impression when someone asks us a question that is good. We do not. So, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's see. I'm going to play a couple tunes, and I will be back with you. Let's see here. Okay.
Thank you. you're saying, oh, it's less time now? It's less time? Okay.
Okay. I'm very sorry to be absent away, and I try to leave you a little entertainment. All right. So I am back. I have noticed that the world of people, as I see us today, is, I realize that general consciousness and seriousness about life has gone drop way, way, way down low. The value of life and purpose has really hit the bottom. And, you know, honestly, I can't say I don't know why. I just cannot say that, because I think I have thought about the world situation beginning close to me and where I live and develop and where I have gone and get to know human situation. I realize that if you do not have a thinking about the world, an assessment like I do, you're not going to agree with me at all. You see me coming and you will be running the other way because you don't want to meet me. But I have made my peace with civilization. I come to know what civilization is. And that's going to make a difference between people and I, who see the world through different eyes or I. The church is what is used to destroy civilized thinking. Now, if you're not really serious to be affected the way I do, well, you are going to go on in the way that you see things. And, you know, I cannot have a, let's say, I can only observe that and identify that, like, it's the way you see things, and I cannot chastise you for seeing it that way. Because remember the days when I didn't know anything? It doesn't matter how I think. So I just cannot, steer you down for the way you are seeing things right now. However, because of my reading and my interest in what is really right in the context of civilized human existence, I get to see things differently from the way I used to. And therefore, that would go for a lot of people who are still thinking today under A.D. Anadamani, that believe in Jesus Christ that died on a cross. And I don't see Jesus dying on a cross today like I grew up believing. I don't say I had knowledge of it. I am saying I did believe. It don't cost you anything to believe except your wrong understanding of what you're doing. That's the only thing you have a problem with right there, when you are believing stuff and only to find out because you believe and you didn't know, then you run into a lot of problems you didn't want to. So that's where the problem is. When I tell you that the Bible is a mafia book, you're going to say I'm crazy. And I know something else, because it's not what we believe, it's what we know. And when you are going to, like, put the noose around my neck because you believe something, it's not right for you nor for me. Because by right, you shouldn't be believing that. You should have a knowledge of it. Now, are you that reasonable to agree with that? Right? There's a lot of things that I did believe, and when I start to read reality, real certified history about these things that I believe in the Bible, and find out now, no, the Bible begin to spit them out on me. Because when it should be positive, it's negative. What God has done in the Bible by its record, you could prove to me that God, that we are talking about a monotheism God in the Bible, is a reality. Where in the Bible do you know you could point me to reality? I mean, it's real. It's happened. History is a record of something, not nothing, something that happened. Now, when I begin to ask these type of questions, somebody, if they're standing next to me, their mind is far, far, far away from the spot where we're standing, where we are. You see, because I come to learn things different from when I was just believing in something. Believe must be in something. Which means if you cannot associate with something unless you do two things. You find knowledge of it, or you believe. And by chance, you may be right. Okay? When you are believing in something, you may be right. Because a lot of times, we're lucky. When we believe in things before it come to fruition, and when it comes to fruition, it's okay. You were right to believe in it. Right? Because you didn't have any other way of associating with something in that context. Unless you did put your trust in somebody and the deal come through. But listen, we are to observe when situation change. That's where the problem is with us unbelieving. You're believing and think it's the only way to deal with this thing is to believe with it. Say yes to it. You see what I mean? We must know the difference when we have a situation where we need to see this thing. Okay? Get a knowledge in this thing. And then, if you can't get a knowledge in the thing, you decide whether or not you should believe in it anyway. There are serious stuff. The church doesn't have an option when it comes to belief. No. As a matter of fact, the church wants you to believe in what they are saying about Jesus by putting your mind into a uncivilized or a slave-like mind. They call it unnatural. In the church? Yeah. The church preach unnatural mind as the mind. the believers to have. Do you know that? All of the people that go to church and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything white people write in a Bible and tell you is the opposite is true. When it comes to real serious things in the Bible, if you don't get a knowledge of the civilized world, you will always have to believe. You don't have no choice. And it's the thing that the church has done. The Bible is arranged and is brought or presented. It is presented to people who are backward. And when I say backward, let's say like me, when I was a child, parents were backward. In what way? They believe foolishly in something they don't have a chance to gain knowledge. Mean to come to that point where that thing exists, that God exists. You can see him and feel him and everything. And his son, Jesus Christ, is real. And you can go into history and find that he lived long ago. But here is the proof in recorded history. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anytime we are doing serious things and believing in the notion of it that we in our lifetime will not see or can validate because the church is not set up that way. The church is set up that once you believe in it, you are no longer allowed to say you need knowledge of it. You can't say that. Anytime you take into the church, you are in the church by an unnatural state of mind, whether or not you know it. But anyhow, you say amen, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Your brain is full of water or something. From then, you are going to decline. Your life is going to stay on that orbit, that frequency. Let's say until you're dead, if nothing don't happen that you realize anything different, and what is different, what makes sense, right? So the church that you see there is not what you think it is, because it shuts out the mental light that it is also defined as realization. You have, you know, in our brain, the ability to, you know, to realize something that you didn't know before. The church does not accept you realizing something different from what the church stands for. If you go in there into any to your pastor anytime and begin to say, "Pastor, I am reading something in the Bible that I don't understand it the way you are preaching it." What do you think that pastor is going to say to you? If you're talking something, going into advanced knowledge about what makes sense and what don't make sense, and kind of find yourself in collision with the church belief syndrome, you know, mind, the what you call the you have a mind that is abnormal. Your mind is not normal. They say your mind must be unnatural. You think natural is the dominant position over the highest form of what is positive. If you didn't know, it is printed into the First Corinthians 2. In that chapter, it tells you that in order for you to come to see these difficult things in the Bible, that you will consider them to be a mystery. And, you know, it is later on, maybe after you're dead, you will get to know about those things. It's like those things in the Bible is like they are grandiose. These are the word of God, and you need to understand them. But first, your mind must be unnatural. Because what? The church expects you to just automatically believe them. So think that you are to believe what Genesis wrote in serpent. And it is the talking serpent that tells the truth. Because the talking serpent asks the question to the woman. And the woman say, God said we are not to eat of the fruit in the middle of the garden, but the rest we can. Now, what you're going to believe now out of that? How do you make sense out of that? Are you able to make sense when you have to believe that? You know, it's easier for you to believe it and go along with what you don't know than for you to decide to work out this thing that is written down. You know, get into it and see, you know, even with someone else and begin. Otherwise, somebody's going to say, well, but you don't believe. And then you have to decide, should you believe it or you should seek the knowledge of it, contrary to what the church and the belief in the church is. Or stand there a fool. See that? Yeah, well, that's what right now, why the white people is taking over the world from the African people. You see, because we are taught to believe everything that the church come up with. It's for our good, according to them. But it is in no way going to be good for me, age 7 till I'm like going to 60. It never worked out good for me because those days or those years, I wasn't reading no more than fourth grade level. I didn't find any knowledge for me to find fault at all. All right, so you would think that why should somebody try to find fault with the Bible? It's because guess what? The Bible is outright false when it comes to the creation story and what God said would happen to Adam and Eve. And it turns out that God did not want Adam and Eve to know good and evil. That's what you read in Genesis. You don't read it in the third chapter? He did not want them to have good knowledge. Right? If they had any knowledge, it must be knowledge of foolishness. They know foolishness then. That is a knowledge, foolish knowledge. You see. So, it's not every kind of knowledge work is the right knowledge. You see what I mean? Growing up into this AD Anadamani system that we are to follow the moon, the moon season calendar. That's what we are taught in the church. That's what we are under. We are under foolishness forever because that's not what history, real history, teaches us. Okay? So the point is, how easy it is to kick out the white people them on their Bible and Christianity. It's easy, but it takes the knowledge. It takes the knowledge. They have too many sick, psychopathic stuff in the Bible for them to prove any of it is true. That's right. You can't prove any of what they say is true. Why would the Pope, Pope John Paul II, in the year 2000, write an article in USA Today by the writer Kathy Lynn Grossman, and the Pope, by a group of theologians, wrote a confession. Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. Apologized for the wickedness that the church has done upon the hybrid people, the ethnic people. And not just one group of us, but several. Right? And what they have done to our species itself and the subgroup. What they have done. Now they have mistreated the civilized people in a way that they are out of their mind. Because the world is civilized because the gods created civilized human beings. Otherwise, they would not know what civilization is in no kind of way. They never talk. Where they get talking from? They didn't look like us. How did they come to look like us? They mingle, force mingle with our people, right? And their blood corrupts our blood. So whilst they are talking and committing all the crimes against us, we are obeying and subjugated under the domination, the dominance that they do to us. And how do they do that? Because we have civilized laws, right, for the world. But we lose out because not even those who are put to administrate the church and be kings, we cannot find them anymore. We cannot find them anymore. So we don't have no alternative than to become knowledgeable, to read and know what is right from wrong in the world that we live in. We understand what is civility from what is not. And we know when uncivilized behavior is occurring or have occurred. You see what I mean? All right. So, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I apologize for the time that I had to be absent, but I leave that soothing, melody, hopefully that you enjoyed it. All right, so now I'm coming to tell you serious stuff. I'm trying to repay for the time that I missed, if I can. But, I would have loved to say more things, but a little emergency kind of, do something to me. All right, so now let me go on and tell you what the headline for this synopsis.
on this edition what it says. Who behind 13.5 billion years ago? Who is behind it? When matter, energy, time, and space advent, right? So behind all these billions of years, who are behind it? You know, I have an idea, you know, because I thought about it. Because when I think that, you mean no fleshy person was not back there billions and billions of years. I don't read of one. Okay? So I am thinking, well, what intelligence is causing these things to be? There's an intelligence. But one thing I noticed, I'm like down into where I am thinking when I look at this, is comparing one thing to the other and to see what is possible from what is impossible as far as I can see. All right. So now I see that there was no human being back there in 13 billion years ago. Right. If that there are different numbers. Sometimes it goes up to like 16 billion years ago. They call it the Big Bang. You know, you think about what happened way back there today. We think about human beings, fleshy people, and we think about, first of all, the gods, right? Who are not human. They are immortal. They live exhaustively long time. So it's not that they don't dead, but, you know, it is possible for them to live like, you know, forever. All right. So I look and thought to myself in my now mature mind, right, and the thinking that I am able to do, and, you know, look with my inner eyes on these things and what these things are and how, you know, it can be possible. All right, the things that are created, like the earth, I mean, what power is it that formed the earth? So we are living on the earth right now, and look at us. We don't care about nothing besides survival. Because if it were going to rain and you were going to like flood out, that's what is going to happen because you can't stop that. All right. But many other things, these mountains and the mighty, wonderful things that are, you know, like think of the ocean out there. You know, how powerful the ocean is. And you want to tell me, we don't know of anyone, the humans, because there was a time before the gods, they were created on their planet. There was a time before that, right? So there are a lot how we have the asteroid belt, the hammered bracelet, they call it, you know, and how the waters came about. All these things, the gases and all that, from way back billions of years ago. All right, I don't know if I will come across the name for the tangible and the intangible creation. Right, because that's where we got to go, because we don't have no fleshy blood people to represent what has been created, right? They call it the Big Bang, you know, and it's only like scientific supposition and stuff like that are being used to, you know, kind of rationalize some of what we see are created around us. All right. Who is behind the foundation of Earth? Earth's essence of physics. Who? Right?
It's something to think about. You know, it will strip you down to like exactly who you're supposed to be. If you think about, you know, this vast power that exists and that caused us to exist, and there is no man anywhere for you to like say, it's this man right here. You live over there in that mansion. You don't have that, right? So how do you settle that? All right, let's go. About 3.8 billion years ago, on a planet called Earth, certain molecules combined to form particularly large and intricate structures called organisms. Think about that, my friend. Think about what I am reading there. Take it home to you, because remember, we don't have a long time to live, okay, like immortal beings. So now we need to set a form for things that is around us and don't go clueless, because we have a brain that we can use. You know, if something is not there, there's nothing there. But if something is there, you're not seeing it, you're not to say it is not there. So we need to like think real good to come to a conclusion and be satisfied with our surrounding, okay? We know, let's say, quite a bit, all right? So it goes on. Then the story of organism is named biology. About 70,000 years ago, organism began, organism belonging to the species named Wise Sapien. Think about that now. Not Homo sapiens. Formed more elaborate structures called cultures. Right? Kind of like that. It's like, you know, trying to like size down the enormities of what is around us to, you know, we have we have enlargement in our faculty where we can go a far distance with our imagination, right? Without getting stupid, without getting out of hand with it, right? Stay behind the line, and develop more and more understanding and knowledge the more we go along. All right. So it goes on to say, Father Universe. That's one name somebody giving to the universe. Call it Father Universe. Is one of two of the first powers, ancient beings that are part of the Tortallon universe pantheon. So it is telling us that the Father Universe is one of two of the first powers. One of two powers. Ancient beings that are part of the Tortallon Universe pantheon. Father Universe is worshipped or recognized in many cultures. In Khemri mythology, Father Universe is called Father Storm. Father Storm. Many religious persons, including many scientists, hold that God created the universe and the various processes driving physical and biological evolution, and that these processes then resulted in the creation of galaxies. Take me there. Our solar system. You hear that? Solar system, not moon system. Not moon, moon season. Not moon season. It says our solar system. That reminds you of the solar calendar and not the moon season calendar they use for Christianity. Remember what Christianity is, B.A.D. Anno Domini. So what happened to the B.C. era and the solar system? Because you can't say A.D. Anno Domini created anything civilized. Nothing civilized. Solar system and life on Earth. You see what I mean? Solar system has nothing to do with creating life on Earth. Nothing at all. An offense about the planetary existence will enlighten us that the sun, the moon, cannot be a calendar. Okay? It remains a moon, which is a part of the function of the solar system. Okay? So you just can't do what these sodomite white people do, because they are not civilized. Still yet not civilized. With all of what you see they're doing, I prove it to you in the World History textbook, they're still not civilized. They were not created to be civilized. They make themselves, civil as it is here right now. They, by doing things they're not supposed to do, okay, and turn the human world upside down with their talking serpent. They are the talking serpent. People have stumbled over the name of creator of the universe. Yeah, because people won't stay in their place. People want to play God too and not recognize it. You see? So people have stumbled over the name of creator because they want to turn creator of, they want to turn creator of the universe and not recognize it. You see that? You're talking about the white people here, okay? Because they want to remain a mystery, just like, oh God, you know, in the Bible is a mystery, as it were. That is when we don't get to read it right. Once we read it right, then God is no longer a mystery in the Bible, because there is no God in the Bible. That's what the truth is, right? That is decided long time ago. So you find some evolved creatures want to, you know, create something, a different world. And that is what is going on. So it goes on to say that he says where was I? Okay. People have stumbled over the name of creator of the universe and not recognized it. That was where I found the father creator of the universe. Right? So I found the father creator of the universe. If you want, I'll tell you the name. And then you will say, ha ha, I see how I see who is behind the creator. Who is behind the creation of our universe? And, you know, it's a pity that's about all I have on this, okay? And I'm going to tell you who is behind the universe as Father Universe, a word in our vocabulary, in our etymology. And the word is C-A-U-S-E, cause. Now, see what you make of that, right? And tell me, call me next time and tell me what you think about what I think about cause. All right. So you remember to call me, 347-850-1358. All right. I think I have another little snippet here. I want to see if I could read to you. It's a part of our history in South Africa. I hope you will come and pick up the link here, you know, which is that has the treasure of knowledge we need to know. You really need to pick up this link. I'm rushing out over time now, so I'm going to read a few paragraphs comes from that that article that is out there waiting for you to join in and know what is this civilized world we are in and where civilization come from. This link will let you know. Ancient human metropolis found in Africa. They have always been there. People noticed them before, but no one could remember who made them or why. Until just recently, no one ever knew how many there were. Now, they are everywhere. Thousands, no, hundreds of thousands of them. And the story they tell is the most important history, is the most important story of humanity. Now, how does that make you feel? This is not a joke. This is real science of truth. Actual, tangible truth, okay, that fits the intangible story of it, is one we might not be prepared to hear because we have the Bible done destroy our brain already. Something amazing has happened, discovered in an area in South Africa, about 150 miles inland, west of the port of Maputo. It is the remains of a huge metropolis that measures, in conservative estimates, about 1,500 square miles. It's part of even larger community, you know, that is about 10,000 square miles. It's part of an even larger community that is but 12, no, that is but 10,000 square miles. And appears to have been constructed. Are you ready to hear this? From 160,000 to 200,000 BCE. That's how big the place is. The image top, the image top of page, brackets, is a close-up view of just a few hundred meters of the landscape taken from Google Earth. Yes? Taken from Google Earth. The region is somewhat remote, and the circles have often been encountered by local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past, but hardly no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them or how old they were. This changed when researchers and author Michael Tellinger team up with Joan Henney, a local fireman and pilot who had been looking at these ruins from this year, looking at these ruins from his years flying over the region. Any had the unique advantage to see the number and extent of these strange stone foundation, and knew that their significance was not being appreciated. Now, my friend, that speak a lot. So now just come along now and just get the link so that you can get this full education of what we know about ourselves and get rid of the Bible and the church, you know, because the serious stuff that is keeping us out of the light, out of the knowledge we are supposed to have, okay? So take good care, and we'll see you. And another little tune here, and we'll see you on the next edition.
I want you to look at this very carefully because you won't see this often. And tonight we're pleasured to have the great guitar player Chet Atkins, and he's accompanied here by the wonderful work of Boots Randolph on the horn and the Nashville Now band, Chet Atkins and Boots Randolph.